You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2016. It is week 156 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stasko.
And I'm Brian Lay.
And I think it is curry on my shirt. I was wondering.
What a tease from yesterday.
Isn't that shirt cool, though? It's like a Godzilla, but it looks like the Lacoste logo.
Yes. That is pretty
cool. I got it from T-Fury.
Who used to be a sponsor of this podcast.
Used to, yes.
Until back we in said, the old school, no more sponsors. We're just going to ask our listeners for money. Send us money.
Direct. That's how you get the real bucks, man.
Just Venmo it to... I don't know my username on Venmo, but... There's probably a ton of Dhruv Patels on there. Look for one that looks kind of like me and just send $1 billion. What if you tried to Venmo someone that much money?
There's got to be a loan on Venmo, right?
I don't know. Yeah. My friend.
What's the most anyone's ever tried to Venmo?
I think my friend said she got like $5,000 on Venmo.
Damn. That seems
my
insane.
Parents collect rent for our house in Riverside through Venmo.
I wonder if there's it's a limit on your. It'd be from your card or from them, from Venmo.
Let's find out.
There's probably got to, like, I'm sure there's, like, stuff we're agreeing to, like, that we just said, oh, yes, click through it. Conditions, terms and conditions. I don't know.
I'm going to send Michael Stasko.
$1 million. Just send me $2.
Oh, wait, the most you can send is $100,000. Oh,
wait. That's insane.
That's crazy. Why would you need to send that?
999, like, almost $1 million.
No way. I want to see some crazy rich people's like Venmo.
I think you'd have to wait though, right? Oh wait, no. Let me see. Oh, maybe it's less than that. Shit. No, yeah, 999,900.
Wow.
That's unnecessary.
That is no. That seems insane.
I'm just going to max payment. Oh, there we go. Max amount you can send. Oh, $3,000 a week. Hmm. Week is the most you can send.
Wait, week?
Yeah, you can only send $2,999
in one week.
That's to anyone. Hmm. That's a lot of money, though. That's after you've confirmed your identity.
Wait, $3,000 per person?
No.
To anyone. So if like I tried to send $5 to one person, or if I tried to send $3,000 to one person one day, and then like 2 days later, $5, it won't work.
It won't work.
Oh, $3,000 total.
Jeez. But it says rolling limit. Does that mean it like accumulates?
That doesn't mean
it. I don't get it. No one knows how Venmo works, guys. That's why it's so successful. Most successful things, no one knows how they work.
I wonder how much you can store in your Venmo. Like, you think you have it on your Venmo account, you can put more? Or do you have to transfer to your bank?
Can you actually put money on, like, a Venmo?
No, like, if someone sends you money, like, it goes in your Venmo, like, wallet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have to withdraw it or whatever you do. Accept it or something.
Transfer it to your bank?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Venmo. Square Cash, instantaneous. As soon as someone sends you the money, it goes hits your bank account right away. Hmm. Pretty awesome.
Cool.
But no one uses that. Everyone uses Venmo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just have each other's emails, you can transfer between bank accounts.
If you're Chase.
I have Bank of America.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, but some things are easier than others.
Yeah. Like Venmo.
Yeah. My friend got hacked
then
in
I can
Venmo.
Put an emoji, though. Can, huh? You, can you put an emoji?
My friend got hacked in Venmo, and their customer
really?
Service sucks.
How? Ooh, what did they do?
How did he get hacked?
I have no idea. And then, they try to contact Venmo, but then... Venmo apparently doesn't have a phone number and they only go through email and they send an email to them like, send us all your information so we could get into your account. And then they didn't want to do that because that's sketchy.
Mm-hmm. Sketchy.
So they lost their money. And that's why I don't use Venmo.
Good reason.
But it's so much fun. You can, like, you type something as a description and it automatically changes to an emoji.
Exactly. That's why I use
Word
Venmo.
Of it.
Yeah.
Then so I can put like a fork and a knife.
Or
put a beer up there.
Yeah.
Put a movie ticket. I mean,
yeah. Like one time, I sold my friend a ticket to Star Wars, and she put like a gun and a star, a shooting star, and a spaceship, and then a movie ticket. I think
And it's also fun because you can be like, I don't know, most people I know, they put it public for some reason. I'm like,
yeah.
You got this so weird. I know what you did yesterday because you gave this person money for some reason.
Usher it's so he, bizarre he was busy to me. With his family, and then he's like hanging out with
the yes, person. I'm like, he bought a beer for somebody. Like,
yeah, I'm like, how rude.
Like, geez. It's so, that's the most bizarre thing about Venmo to me.
It's actually really jarring to me when I open up my Venmo and I see all these transactions happening, and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I know. It's the weirdest thing in the world to me. I'm like, because the default is public, and no, either people don't care or they want people to know. I always do.
I'm not going to throw them under the bus.
Or people involved or whatever.
And it's someone I normally would throw under the bus. I'm not going to throw them under the bus.
Alex.
Yeah, he didn't know that.
Oh, really? Could, I was just guessing.
He didn't know you could like change the privacy on him.
But that's why I assume everybody thinks. Or they just don't care.
But there's a big thing that says public on there.
I know.
I think default should just be friends, I think.
Yeah.
Because have you ever browsed like the whole public? Like, because you can look at like all the transactions. Yeah.
You
can
look at everybody's. If you put public, then you could just see everybody's, even if you don't know them.
Like, it's so weird. Yeah.
You're just seeing every transaction that's happening.
Let's find something. Someone hiking our way out to the Dodger game. Someone paid someone for that.
I know. It's like
gingerbread.
That's probably
man.
How people hack it. They look at people and they're like, okay, this person looks stupid. Let me try and get into their account.
This guy just paid someone for Ebola, and they spelled it wrong.
I bet you there's so many in there where it's like illegal things. I'm paying him for this illegal thing I'm doing.
Someone's prom ticket they paid. That's adorable, actually. El Captain Americano.
Captain America movie?
Yeah, Captain America.
In Mexico?
Two bowls of noodles.
El Cancer?
What if you saw someone you knew on here? That'd be crazy.
Just going through everybody.
Yeah. Tacos.
Well, it says like their name and then initial, right?
And sometimes it says their full name.
What, really?
Yeah. And then I think you can click on their I can click on them, make them my friend,
and see their face,
and then see all the transactions they've done that are public.
Oh my god,
it's so weird. Know.
Okay, that's too much.
But you don't have to do that, and that's the why I think it's weird that
dollar bills someone paid charged no someone charged them for dollar bills. Like, what the fuck is happening to our generation? But it does make it's very convenient. I'm not gonna lie.
When you charge someone, they don't pay.
They can deny it.
Yeah, they can deny it. You have to trust the people here.
Yeah. Because I was charged once, and then I paid it. And it just sat there, and I was like, oh, I'll pay you, like, later.
I wonder if that's a new thing, like, kids steal phones and they steal money from them because they're like Venmo.
Well, you could put a password on your Venmo. Which people don't realize.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The settings.
The defaults are no protection.
Yeah, the defaults are raw dog.
Which I'm saying, people are probably stealing money from, like, they're just pulling phones and then we're friends with them when we're like, go, yeah.
Like, hey, can I take a picture on your phone? And someone, like, unlocks their phone. And then I just go in their Venmo and send myself $1 billion, or $3,000. And then make it private. Well, you can't delete the transaction. That person will always see it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Venmo. That's how Venmo works. Let's get into the leftovers.
Educating people.
Brian, what are the leftovers? Like, what? Why? What is it? What is today's category? The leftovers.
What?
Like, what do we talk about on the leftover days?
Non-superhero things.
And non-Star Wars things.
Yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was it. Oddly worded.
Yeah.
But we did talk about a Star Wars thing in Venmo. So.
Yeah.
Kind of broke that.
Because most of my transactions are for either alcohol or movie tickets on Venmo. Yeah. But Venmo changed that too, because then you're like, people are like, oh, let me just Venmo you.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, I said I'll buy ice cream for you. And then they're like, just keep the money. And I'm like, no, I'm going to Venmo you back this money and say something like, for all those pregnancy tests that you had to buy.
Can you reject money that people send?
No.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, yeah, you can. You don't have to accept the money.
So if I send you money, it automatically hits my account.
I think there's an accept.
No. Only when you charged.
Really?
If someone charges you for something, you can accept or deny.
I thought you could accept or deny.
You want to find out right now?
No.
I'll send you like a dollar.
It's okay.
And then I'll call it.
I'm not that curious. That'll always be in there forever.
Then some random, keep it between us.
Then some I was like, some other random dude on a podcast is gonna be like, he gave him a dollar.
I always thought that'd be really fun though. It's like if I sent like someone like a dollar and then just put like something really weird.
I think that's what most people do. I see it on my Facebook feed all the time.
You see Venmo charges on your Facebook feed? Yeah. Oh, it's dangerous. I didn't know you could.
Because people just put them public and it's like, oh, stripper money.
Or like, they probably like have it jerking public. Off. Yeah. You're like, okay, that's weird. Like, your mom is friends with you on Facebook. Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it is.
Very.
I just stay away from Venmo. Kids these days.
Is that how you do it? Kids these days. That's just, but it's nice that you don't have to carry cash anymore.
I mean, just give me your email that links to your bank account or your PayPal email. It's much safer.
No, but Venmo's owned by PayPal now.
Yeah, but it's, they don't have good customer service. Whereas PayPal, I could trust them.
No, one time someone, I bought a shirt from someone on PayPal, like using PayPal, and then they never, like, they gave me a tracking number. They only printed the label, but they never shipped it for like 3 months. So then I went to PayPal, and then the person's like, we shipped it twice to you. We shipped two shirts to you, and you never received them. It's something you put wrong, but here's your money anyway. And they put like a really snarky answer. And I was like, who gives, like, I know you're lying. You know you're lying. Just refund me my money, and we'll like go on our ways. It was very strange. Mm-hmm. I think ever since then, I've been turned off from PayPal. But I still use it all the time because they're like the major player in the game. You got to. Anyways, let's talk about Godzilla 2.
Godzilla 2, it also moved its date. It moved to March 22nd, 2019.
That Easter release date?
Yes, I believe it was going to be 2018. And Gareth Edwards, he leaves as the director. He did the first one. He's doing the new Star Wars, Rogue One.
Yeah.
But he leaves.
Yeah.
So, kind of disappointing.
Is it?
Kind of. I mean,
I think they should get some fresh hands on that.
On like Godzilla.
Yeah, because I thought that first movie was all right.
I wonder if they'll go more like Godzilla. Yeah, there wasn't. More Bryan Cranston. Definitely not enough. But they, I wonder if they get the same person to do like Godzilla and Godzilla King Kong. Or, because I don't think they have Godzilla King Kong director yet.
No, let's talk about that though.
Yeah, so that Godzilla vs. King Kong, their release date is May 29th, 2020. So a year later from this one. They got that
Memorial Day weekend spot.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all these movies can move around depending on like what Marvel or what Disney wants to do in general.
They're I know the next time I'm going to wear this shirt though is March 22nd.
You're going to wait like four years.
Yeah.
Be like, now is the time to break it
like,
out.
What are all these weird spots on it? Oh yeah, I was eating curry that day.
You didn't wash it since then. It's just like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's crazy. Some Jumanji news. Jack Black has entered their arena, or has entered the game.
That is so bizarre. You got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, and Kevin Hart in Jumanji.
And they said they're going to honor Robin Williams.
I don't even know what that means. Like, that movie was, Robin Williams is hilarious, and it's funny, but like, I don't feel like that's a comedy. I feel like it's got like dark undertones.
Yeah. Where it's like when he talks about how he was molested as a kid by a gorilla.
Well, when it's like he comes back and his like parents, like you hear his full parents, they like, after they lost him, it was so dark, like, and they like died because they couldn't live without him, really.
Yeah.
So it's a really like dark movie, and I feel like those three people, I don't see how you make it dark at all. It's just a big comedy. Bizarre.
Wasn't Journey to the Center like the sequel, where it's Journey to the Center?
With The Rock, yeah.
Wasn't that like dark a little bit?
Never saw it.
Oh, I think I saw bits of it on HBO or something. Not that had some pretty dark undertones where Luis Guzman was like, I think he's like the uncle or something. It makes no sense. I don't know why I brought that movie up. I'm sorry.
Well, The Rock was in it.
Yeah, The Rock was in it. And it's kind of like the same movie.
Kevin Hart, I don't think, has been in any dark movie where he's like.
Well, I mean, like, they have to really boost that white balance to make sure it's not a dark movie.
I mean, like, it's all comedy for him. Like, I'm trying to think, like, the.
Mike is just not having my reindeer games today.
I'm not going off on that road. I'm going with the seriousness. Kevin Hart is an actor.
Yeah. He's a thespian.
I don't think he has range, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you.
Or they don't give him the opportunity for range.
Mr. Mother Teresa.
I mean, I think he has his choice of projects right now. He's really like, yeah, he's in everything.
doing whatever he wants.
I'm sure. Yeah, he's kind of. He's in like movie every like 6 months or so, at least.
Yeah,
he's like.
I don't think I've watched any of his movies.
Though. Me neither.
Yeah, I have. I, Ride Along.
I don't know. You like agreed with us that you have. And
you're like, wait, I said it with an inflection. I was like, I'm trying to think. Yeah. I was like, oh, I did see Ride Along.
Didn't you watch that Will Ferrell one too?
No, I didn't see that one. I saw The Wedding Ringer, the Josh Gad one. Oh, I saw him. That one was not very good.
I saw
good.
Him in This Is the End.
Oh, he's yeah, he's in there for a little bit.
For a little bit. With Jason Segel. I thought that's awesome.
I'm just saying he's in a lot of movies. Like, in the past.
It's because they can literally fit him in any frame because he's tiny. I heard he was supposed to be Frodo, but whitewashed again.
Yeah, like, we're putting no black people in Lord of the Rings.
People were actually mad, though, when they didn't put any, like, Indian, or I think they said Asians, but I think they meant Indian and Pakistani people in Lord of the Rings, in The Hobbit.
Well, yes. Didn't they have no POC in that movie?
Because it takes place in Middle Earth.
Okay, a fictional place.
Their POC are like orcs. it's almost what Gollum? Orcs stands for. Yeah, Gollum, played by an Armenian person.
Even the Warcraft movie Orc is Asian.
Yeah, but under that much makeup, we all look the same, Brian. Except for, like, the very quote-unquote beautiful orc, where you're like, they put barely any makeup on this girl. They just, like, painted her skin green.
Yeah, they just gave, like,
teeth. Like Gamora or something.
Got some teeth out there. CGI teeth.
Yeah, like, she doesn't even look that bad.
No.
I swipe right on girls that look worse than that. Like, come on. Anywho.
Ocean's 11 news, the reboot. The all-female
Ocean's 11. I forgot about this movie.
Yes, Sandra Bullock had previously been signed on, which she still is. And they're actually looking at Jennifer Lawrence to be a co-star.
Is she the Brad Pitt character?
I assume the Brad Pitt to the Clooney.
Does Julia Roberts make a cameo in this movie?
She should.
George Clooney.
I don't know if you bring any of those dudes back, but I don't know.
What about...
I don't know if it exists in the same universe, or it's like Ghostbusters like 30 years earlier, even though it's in a different world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This every time they release one of these movies, like a heist movie, it becomes less and less believable to me. Technology has gotten to the point where I don't think it's reasonable to even try to perform heists. Unless you do it on a scale of Ocean's 11. That was a crazy scale, though. Like, it can't... The cost... Or the reward can't outweigh the cost, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Except in Ocean's 11, it was a personal cost, really. But you know what I mean? Like, they used a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah.
They had, like, an underground, like, mining equipment and shit.
They, like, put the power out. They, like, in the middle of a fight, like, the whole grid on, like, Vegas.
Like, that
out.
Can't be cheap to do as a criminal.
No. You gotta spend money to make money. That's the saying. That's
I understand
business.
That.
That's how it works. Can't just invest in nothing. Don Cheadle's gotta blow some stuff up.
Yeah. Isn't he British in that movie?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's such a weird accent.
There you go, Brian. Just your weird PLC of the day. Yeah. Let's just move on to TV.
All right. Fox ordered two series, Lethal Weapon and The Exorcist. Not interested in either
those guys,
of these shows,
those
but...
Those TV shows sound so original.
How is Rush Hour doing on Fox?
I can't imagine.
Minority Report got canceled. Everything's gotten canceled.
Everything
all the
really
minorities.
Did. I never... even Minority Report, man!
Yeah. I feel like Gallivant. Where is my... Castle got canceled.
Which is a good
thing. Wasn't it like ABC everything
CSI
got canceled?
Cyber.
ABC canceled everything.
ABC canceled nearly everything.
That's pretty crazy.
But yeah.
Is Limitless still on TV?
That's surprising.
I feel like it is. Yeah. Well, Bradley Cooper was in it, so I didn't see any of the show, but I heard
it was
a couple
funny.
Of episodes.
Apparently people like that show.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Quantico still exists, right?
Sounds so bizarre.
Brown people.
See, I should watch that show, but it looks boring.
I heard it is boring.
There's so much bad network TV.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah, like, remember TV used to be in a golden age when like Breaking Bad was on? When we started this podcast.
No, I mean network
3 years
TV.
Ago.
I think there's still good like AMC and HBO.
What's good
and
on
stuff.
AMC?
Walking Dead. I like Walking Dead.
And Better Call Saul.
I mean, they're not at the height of like what Breaking Bad was and then Walking Dead at the time, but like it's really like it's all sparse. It's like HBO Netflix.
You guys should watch Into the Badlands on AMC.
Is that the one with Asian people?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like Kung Fu and shit, right?
It's like Wuxia.
That got renewed. It didn't get canceled, right?
It didn't get renewed yet.
Oh, it didn't get renewed yet, though. I feel like AMC needs to, like, renew it because they don't
have... Comic Book Men got renewed.
I know it did. It keeps coming somehow. Back. Somehow. Keeps coming six. Back. That's bizarre to me. I don't know how... I think I missed, like, the last season because I was like...
I gave up on that show.
I just missed it because I was like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I'm like...
It's like, it's not entertaining when the podcast is better.
Yeah, the podcast. Tell them, Steve, Dave.
Yeah.
It's much better.
Yeah.
All right, can we just talk about podcasts we've been listening to?
Sure.
So I've been listening
to... Or do we do that Weave Read Review?
Let's do that during Weave Read Review.
Okay.
Video game news.
Whoa, we never do that.
I know. Disney Infinity has been canceled.
Oh.
So all those figures
are going to go away.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Wasn't it doing really well?
That's what I thought, too.
It sounds, in theory, awesome because Disney's cool and to interact like characters from different universes sounds cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really like the art.
Yeah, that's the problem. They didn't really look like... Some of them look cool. It depends on who your character was.
Some looked good. Some looked really bad.
Yeah. Like, it was most looked bad and, like, some looked cool.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
I thought the toys were pretty cool, though. Like, the Hulkbuster and all that shit.
See, I thought that all that stuff was in style. All those little toy things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. If you can tell in my...
And, like, isn't Skylanders really popular or something?
I don't know.
Among children? Popular.
Okay.
Among children.
Among children.
I was like, have you seen this room?
So I'm surprised that you decided to cancel
it. Yeah, it's been on a while, though, now,
I think
right?
They're focusing, according to my industry plug, they're focusing more on mobile gaming. Which was weird because Disney Infinity had a mobile gaming aspect, but I don't know that many people that played it. Because the figures would come with these cards, and you can go into your game, like a mobile game, and enter that code in. Mm. And you can, like, that would sync with your computer, and it would sync with your Apple TV, and you can play the games like that.
Oh, man.
But I guess, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Sometimes.
Okay. MMA news, apparently Floyd Mayweather says he's still going to fight Conor McGregor, which is like, and then Dana White's like, I'm open to negotiations.
So
if they want to negotiate about that, but it's not happening under his watch. This is weird. I have no idea what's going on. And then Conor McGregor tweeted, I run the boxing game or something like that. So, and then Dr. Corbett got in on this and he's like, McGregor's going to lose.
Dr. Corbett?
Yeah.
Was he like on the internet?
He's on Facebook. You're not friends with him on Facebook?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't do that.
I'm friends with a few of our old teachers on Facebook. Well, I can only think of two. Mr. Honeycutt? Mm-hmm. He added me.
That's Aren't they creepy. Not supposed to do that?
That's
You're supposed to add them. It's one of the rules.
He was my 7th grade history teacher.
Oh, that's even creepier. You know
stories about him. That sounds very weird.
What do you mean I know stories about
him? You don't know stories about Honeycutt?
Can we just delete like the last 2 minutes and will you expose him on air?
Yeah, you don't know? Okay. I won't
bring it up. I can't wait until we're done recording this episode. I want to hear it so badly. Do you know who we're... Oh, you went to Ladera, right?
No, I went to Las Flores.
Yeah, Las Flores. Sorry. Interesting.
I've heard of him, though.
What? You know these stories?
No, I don't know the stories, but I've heard of him.
Interesting.
Maybe it was you that brought him up. Then that's why I know the name.
Are you just bitter because he gave you an oops slip?
That sucks, man. Brutal. I didn't do anything.
It was all Gavin's fault.
It wasn't my fault.
It was Gavin's fault.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
That albino fool. He was albino.
Like,
nearly.
Really albino? Or?
He was so pale, dude. It was crazy how white he was. Right, Mike?
It's true. Fact.
Yeah.
Fact.
But he's not albino.
He might have been.
I don't know, man.
Did he have red eyes?
There's a scale.
I never got to see it. He had the thickest glasses you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He had the whitest hair you've ever seen, and he was so white. Like,
oh, he had white hair?
Yeah, like very white hair.
Then maybe. Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, that's all we have. Netflix today.
Kindergarten Cop 2 with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, he's making the podcast circuit right now. I can't wait to have him on.
He's going around, man. Around the Bronx.
Yeah. So come back tomorrow for some WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Yeah. We're going to review some stuff that you can watch on the interwebs as well as on your TV. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.